This is Todd Wright. This is my podcast. It is the Todd Wright Toddcast, approaching episode 300 when you include 8 seasons of fantasy football podcast, the new Todd Wright Survivor football podcast. In the past, we've had some sponsored lightning postseason podcasts. We're now approaching about 750 overall episodes for podcasts distributed by JoeBucksFan.com. I appreciate all they do for me to distribute these podcasts and for you in continuing to listen. The Todd Wright Toddcast specifically is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 813-902-3576. For a free consult, you can visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. They are full-service, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. They will be playing in the 2024 Todd Wright Tour Championship, our Masters-inspired annual event, which will be at West Chase Golf Club on Saturday morning, April 6th. I do as many little touches as a tribute to the Masters as possible. I also have actual Masters merchandise from Augusta National Golf Club as part of my prize inventory, and Chicken Salad Chick helps me feed my players with a light lunch, just like you would enjoy potentially attending the Masters: pimento cheese, egg salad, chicken salad, etc. If you want golf information, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. This is my 46th event. We started in October of 2015. No event has tournament fees that have exceeded $99. We do zero fundraising. We sell zero mulligans. Basically, take all the reasons you hate playing golf for the most part, if you're a real golfer, in charity scrambles, and we've gotten rid of all that, including lowering the price and the time you spend on the golf course actually playing. I care about pace of play and do not oversell my events. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. The Todd Wright Tour was well represented. Thank you to Wayne and Richie, who are regulars on Todd Wright Tour golf courses, as some of the participants in the recent Down to Bowl event. It was the third such event hosted by our friends at Pin Chasers, Anthony Peroni, running the Pin Chasers locations in the Tampa Bay area. I actually didn't see him at the event. I was there this past Saturday at the Pin Chasers in Midtown, an event hosted also by 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay, with Drew Garabo and John Senning there. Their lovely better halves were there. I'm starting to really appreciate, and I try to have my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments be like this, but I'm really starting to appreciate when I just am not in charge, but just can walk into a venue, a building, a room, a gathering. Doesn't matter how many people are there. And it's just everybody being friendly. They're happy. They're having a good time, even if it's just for a few hours. That's what Down to Bowl was this past Saturday at Pin Chasers. I just want to compliment my friends Anthony Peroni, often a sponsor of my podcast, helps me out with prizes for my golf tournaments. I want to compliment Drew Garabo, John Senning, certainly Mike Olivero from a promotions and marketing standpoint, Corey Cardinal, John Brennan there. Of course, some Todd Wright Tour players were there. Wayne and Richie, as I just mentioned, ran into a number of other people who knew me more than I knew them, and I'm hopeful to remember them going forward, either connecting via social media or people from the radio station and CMG group, because that's the type of event it was. They raised over $25,000 for the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay for the second year in a row. I don't remember what they raised the first year because I think they went up against one of my golf tournaments, and I wasn't able to support or attend, but I've been there the last two and have supported financially and from a promotion standpoint. And I just want to congratulate everybody who was there for what they did and just the atmosphere overall. Well done for everyone. And in particular, thanks to Drew and Anthony for their continued support of what I do. Same to Mike O from the marketing standpoint, helping me out with some prizes. For example, I won this Mike Allstott autograph football at Down to Bowl in the raffle using some of my own money. And I will be giving that away at the next Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. Just like last year, I won a Levante David autograph Buccaneers mini helmet. And I gave it away at the next Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. So I give money to an event like this. And if I win something, I end up giving it away at one of my events. And to me, that's kind of how this all works. And I'm really happy with that. So I like making people happy. And occasionally people make me happy too. So it's nice. So well done, Pin Chasers, Anthony Peroni, Drew Garabo, John Senning, Mike O, everybody with CMG, and 102.5 The Bone, and the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay, which will raise more money at their gala this weekend. And the Woodards also took some time to thank me for my support, and just good people. It looked like the kids were having a great time, better time than anybody else. So there's some good. Let's do some bad. I'm just kind of doing a podcast here, not knowing when this is going to post. And a lot of things are going to happen in the National Football League and in the NHL, for that matter, that we can talk about after the fact more, maybe next week or the week after. So I kind of want these things to be evergreen because I know when I'm doing them. It's 3 o'clock on Tuesday. What are we? March 5th, right? I don't know when this posts. I don't know when you listen to it. So I talked about a bunch of good things there. Let me talk about something unfortunate. Many of us have stories of bad customer service, and it's unfortunate. And look, these existed. These have always existed. It's sad that they seem more frequent. I had one that was really laughable the other day, and you know what? I just decided to share it on my platform with you. And you tell me if there was anything that I did wrong. It involves even a company that I work with, Spectrum. Many of you know I appear on Spectrum News in Tampa Bay on 9, often called Bay News 9, 13 in Central Florida, Orlando, often called Central Florida News 13. They're, you know, modifying and transitioning those names to be more in sync with their Spectrum News channels everywhere else. They recently approached me for the Spectrum News Plus morning streaming news and had me on. And, you know, the people I work with these newscasts are very professional, and I'm happy to be on with them. They pay me to make those appearances. I pay fully for the service, the same service some of you pay for, the internet service in my home, the cable service I pay for. I get no break on that. So I feel I can speak freely as simply a customer paying that bill of the lousy customer service that I received at a Spectrum store in Tampa yesterday. Occasionally, I have a little cash on me. And when I have a little cash on me, sometimes I just like to throw it at a future bill. That's how I get rid of the cash, because it'll lessen what I use for a credit card bill or a bill that's automatically, you know, deducted from my savings account. So I had some cash on me on my way to West Chase Golf Club to play golf with my friend Chris Sweeney from Noble Crust in Carrollwood. And I had time and I said, okay, actually this wasn't yesterday. It was the day before. I think it was the day before. It was a Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday. It was 2 days ago. So there is a Spectrum store with employees that is on Tampa Road or West Hillsborough Avenue, whatever you want to call it. It is located by a TGI Fridays, a Target, a Michaels, a Zaxby's, I actually got out of my car and I saw two people going in the Mattress Firm in the Plaza. And I thought, I don't think I've ever seen anybody going in a Mattress Firm. So clearly, they have customers. Nothing against Mattress Firm. I just never saw anybody going in one. So I walk in this store, and the Spectrum locations that are these stores have a kiosk. And I know how to use the kiosk. The kiosk is there for people like me who just, we want to pay our bill and we have cash. It accepts cash. And I can put cash in the machine and I get a receipt and I'm out of there. And normally there's no one at the kiosk. I don't need to bother an employee, nobody. If there's a line, I just walk up to the kiosk because nobody's usually there. I type in my information. They ask me how I would like to make a payment. I put some cash in the machine, get a receipt, and I'm on my way. It's exactly what I tried to do yesterday. As I'm at the machine, the one employee in the store, I'm sure there were others in the back, but I didn't see them. One employee in the store asked me what I was doing. I said, I'm making a payment. He then asked how I was making the payment. I said, I have cash. He said, oh, I'm sorry. That machine doesn't accept cash. If you just enter your name on the pad at the front, I will be happy. He may not have said be happy to accept your payment if you can wait a few minutes. He already had a customer. There were at least three others waiting, probably all who had more business than mine, which was as quick as, I just want to throw some cash in this machine, get a receipt, and I'm gone, and I know what I'm doing. As he's telling me the machine doesn't accept cash, the screen comes up and basically invites me to make my payment. So I put a dollar in the machine just to fact check this employee. The machine accepted my dollar, and then the employee says, what are you doing? And I said, oh, the machine does accept cash. So I just put a dollar in, and the machine does accept cash. And he said, well, thanks a lot for doing that. That's just extra work I'm going to have to do later because I have to do inventory on it. So I really appreciate if you would just wait and deal with me and pay your bill that way. I held my mouth. Tough to do. I took my receipt, which showed I had put a dollar in the machine, and I just walked out. And then I did call Spectrum's main office and tell them that they had an employee who lied to me and who just doesn't want to work, because that's what this comes down to. He told me the machine didn't take cash. I proved that to be a lie. And then when I did prove it to be a lie, I was admonished by him for making him do more work. I'm sorry, it wasn't more work. It sounds like it's your damn job. And all it sounded like to me was, I don't want to deal with that machine today. So I'm going to tell people the machine doesn't work, even though the machine is there for my convenience, not for employees' convenience. So I was lied to, and then I was scolded. And all I'm trying to do is pay my bill for my services, which this just in to that employee, pay you as well. So if you do go into the West Hillsboro Tampa Road store, near the Target, the Michaels, the Mattress Firm, the Zaxby's, the TGI Fridays, there's also new like Charlie's Cheesesteaks right there. And you see a tall Caucasian, probably in his mid to late 20s, moppy, dark hair and dark eyeglasses. That's the asshole that I dealt with, who lied to me Then I call him for his bullshit, and then he scolds me for making him do his damn job. So process that info as you wish. That was my lousy customer service story. Let's just call it of the month, because I hope I don't have one as bad as that. And if anyone with Spectrum would like to talk to me further about my experience, because I tried to pay your bill, and because of that employee, I was scolded for coming in and attempting to pay my bill. And my bill is still not paid in full because of that guy, of one of your employees, because he doesn't want to do his job. So anyone with Spectrum can reach me at either of the emails I give out on this podcast, because I don't think you should have him out front representing you to customers who are trying to pay for the services you give us. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. That's enough for today. I had something else. That's enough for today. We shared some good from Pin Chasers and 102.5 The Bone and Down to Bowl, and we share some bad from an employee providing ridiculously bad customer service because he's too lazy to do his job, which I was trying to pay him to do at a Spectrum store in Tampa. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers and by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Again, Brandon Legal Group is available for a free consult, 813-902-3576, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Some significant transactions are going to be happening over the next few days and beyond in a couple of sports we like to talk about. NFL and NHL. We'll talk about them in the next podcast. Reach out to me about the golf tournament if you like. And if you are a Spectrum employee, please reach out to me as well to try to make this right. Thanks for listening.